The Progressive Era and World War One. As farmers prospered, big businesses like meatpacking grew, especially in Chicago. Workers organized into unions to protect themselves from unfair treatment and frequently clashed with authorities. Because most people no longer got their food from a local farmer whom they knew, they worried about the quality of products coming out of Chicago. This led to food purity laws and inspections, such as those prompted by Upton Sinclair's novel, The Jungle. He wanted to bring attention to the plight of workers in the meatpacking industry, but his description of how meat was processed had a very different effect. Sinclair said, "I aimed at the public's heart and by accident hit it in the stomach." Americans bought much less meat, and lawmakers, including President Theodore Roosevelt, quickly passed a law for the inspection of the meatpacking industry, beginning the Food and Drug Administration of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. To compete with big businesses, farmers organized themselves into co-ops and farm bureaus to get the supplies they needed at reasonable costs and to promote laws that helped farmers. With the onset of World War I, farmers were called upon to produce more food to support the war effort and to provide relief to war-ravaged countries. Gas-powered machines helped farmers to meet these demands. Following the war, surpluses of agricultural products meant lower prices for consumers, but brought trouble to farmers.